Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to the podcast, Michaela Andrews from George Washington University in the heart of D.C. Michaela, you're a graduate student at GW and you went to Lafayette undergrad. So tell us a little bit about what the transition has been like for you from Lafayette to the Patriot League to the A-10.
Yeah, I've enjoyed my journey thus far, and I'm just adjusting from one style of play to another, and like also coaching style, and as well as a whole new team, basically. So, I've been having a lot of fun, learning a lot, and just finding like new, different ways that I can expand my game.
Yeah, I love that you're learning and you're growing because you never stop doing that. And you're leading the team right now and scoring 12 and 5. You have been one of the top leaders on this team all along. You came into, as a graduate student, you normally have a more maturity about you because you've already played. But, you know, like, kind of give us sort of the leadership value that you have brought and what you've learned in that quick time that you've had to take over that role.
Yeah, I mean, coming from Lafayette, I was, you know, a leader on that team. So I kind of want to continue that momentum from Lafayette to George Washington. And even though, you know, I was one of 9 new people on the team, like I felt like I could still lead in a way, you know, whether it's by example or just reiterating, you know, something that the coaches has said before. I just think that like, you know, I want to be a leader. I want to be able to uplift those around me and help foster learning to the younger girls. So I stepped into that role pretty easily, I would say.
Before we get into some hoops, I want to ask you about, you know, Lafayette is a high academic school in the Patriot, GW, high academic school. Obviously, you got some big plans when your playing days are over. Tell us what those are.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be able to play overseas for a little bit. And then once that journey is over, I want to get into sports broadcasting.
Hey, all right. Well, we can break that down a little bit. I know you're a sports management major. Okay, so what's your demo reel look like? What have you done? What work have you put in already?
I know. I'm a little behind on that. I'm still working on getting those reps and getting that that record. I plan to do sports broadcasting for the spring sports this spring. And then I've been able to shadow some reporters here around the D.C. area as well.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the questions. Ask me a couple. You know, what do you have for me? I've only been doing it for 37 years. How can I help you?
Yeah, right. I mean, shoot, I guess what is, how's your journey been? Like, how have you started off? Like, how have you grown and what have you learned from starting your very first gig to where you are today?
I remember my first gig because it was 37 years ago, and it was during a time where there was only one women's basketball game on television. That was the CBS National Championship, and I had to go to some great lengths to create some opportunities for myself to be on the air, actually creating a network. I was working in positions in athletics at Kentucky and at Ohio State where I had the ability to go out and sell. So when I was at Ohio State, I went to the local cable company and I asked them if they could produce sport. They said they didn't know. I said, well, let's learn together. And we created a network, did 8 games. I went out and sold the inventory so we could broadcast the games and then put a production crew together. And I called the games. I sold the games and that allowed me to stay on the air. So I always say, you know, it's a different time because there weren't these kind of opportunities that are available today. The landscape was so different, but you do have ways that you can create your own. You just have to be creative in doing so. And that's why, you know, I love what I do. I love it. I love hoops. I'm hoops all the time. I don't do any other sports on purpose. I do have a family. And I knew if I had done softball in the spring or worked football in the fall, I would never be home. So I'm happy to say that my 3 boys are doing well. My husband's 32 years and I still have this great career.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Truly inspiring.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to it. We can do a lot of that later. So later we can, you know, I'll be a good resource for you for questions and things that you want. And there's a lot of good resources out there. We want to help, you know, I want to help the young next group. So count on that. All right. So let's talk a little hoops then. All right. So your position on the floor, your leadership role, we know that that's incumbent with your skill set. And a lot of times people that have the skill set that you have don't want to take on that leadership role, but you have embraced it. Right. So how, when you said by example, are some of the things that you're doing to make sure that these guys keep getting better every day?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts from, you know, just being locked in on film. You know, that's where we start the day. We always start with film, or most days, you know, because, you know, we're having games every 2 days. Being locked in on film, knowing the scout, being prepared to answer questions about the scout. And yeah, just knowing go-to players, their key defensive tendencies, their key offensive tendencies. And then when we get to the court, actually implementing that, like, you know, carryover, you know, knowing, you know, who I'm guarding, how I need to guard them, and then just working hard.
I love that. I mean, I think there's such a mental part of what you do. Your preparation all summer is about skill set and conditioning and all that. And then you get into this time, like you say, you don't have as much practice time. So you got to really consume as much as you can. KYP, know your personnel. What's your favorite part about basketball?
My favorite part about basketball, I would say, is getting up and down. I like the motion of the game, the flow of the game, getting up and down, the aggressiveness, assertiveness, and then the ability to be able to make up for mistakes on both ends. Because what my dad always said, if you make a mistake on offense, get it back on defense. Yeah. Defense, you can always make up your mistakes. So I think that part of the game as well is fun to me.
When you think about your career path, and a platform that you have, because a lot of people look up to what you're doing or want to model themselves after you, how do you use your platform through basketball for good?
I think just trying to be a good role model on and off the court, having a good attitude even when things aren't going my team's way, and then also just being someone who is supporting other women in sports as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to you talk about your dad, so I know he's had an incredible influence on you. Things don't always go well, right? I mean, everybody has adversity, big or small. There are things that happen. How do you maintain your focus on keeping the main thing the main thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think something for the new year, my resolution is being able to let go, because I'm a person that sometimes internalize things that I don't need to internalize, and then that manifests into something not great. So just letting go, focusing on the task at hand and being present is how I try to get through things, adversity.
So I want to ask you about living in DC during this particular time with, you know, all the things that are happening around DC with, I'm not asking you politically, any political question here. I'm just asking you about maneuvering the city during the inauguration, getting to and from the places you need to be with security. Like when you watch the news, it looks like for 3 weeks, the city's been on lockdown, you know, like tell us what that's like as a college student. Because I've never experienced it, and I want to know, have you experienced it? And, you know, what is it? Tell me some things about it.
Yeah, I mean, these are some crazy times. Thankfully, I haven't really experienced it firsthand. I think where we are located on campus and the buildings that I need to get to are relatively close, so I don't really have to stray too far. But I have seen, like, online, like a mile down the block, you know, there's a whole different scenario going on, you know, with rallies and stuff like that. So I just try to stay out the way because, you know, I'm not about all that. So I just, you know, I just go where I need to go. I don't try to stray out for too long. And also I think just knowing where to go at the right time. So. Yeah.
What about the security of the city? Like this time, like it feels like you can't go anywhere. There's, you know, like, because of the inauguration, it looks like, you know, the roads are impacted, travel's impacted, moving around from place to place is impacted. What's that been like?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been some roads that I normally take that have been shut down. And I mean, I'm just like, oh, snap. Like, wow, this is getting serious. And, you know, I have my Waze app on, so it just redirects me and everything's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unique. Like, it only happens every 4 years. But when it does happen in D.C., it's got to be a change of lifestyle pace for everyone involved. Just, I guess, if you had experience, you just know what to avoid and, you know, how you keep your routine the same. Has it affected team travel in any way?
So far, it has not. And hopefully it doesn't affect it. And I hope that, like, for the team coming in VCU, it doesn't affect them. So far, it's been okay.
Yeah, so, you know, when you're in the heart of it like you are, where your university is located, and it's a beautiful place, how much did that urban lifestyle, because you're coming from Lafayette to GW, how much of a change was that for you?
Yeah, it was a complete 180 for me. I went from going to, like, I mean, Lafayette's campus isn't that big, but it's pretty spread out. Like, you still have to walk to get to areas, and it could be like a little 10-minute walk sometimes. I was driving everywhere to now walking everywhere, which is a big difference. Mm-hmm. And I personally, like, I wanted the city lifestyle for at least a year, but I've learned that I'm not a city girl. And I was more for, like, visiting the city over a weekend rather than living there. So it's been fun, but I'm ready for.
So you're so entertaining and interesting, because, you know, you've got a plan for what you want to do. You've used your basketball to get you to different places that you would like to be. And you have learned a lot of things, like you don't prefer living in the city versus being a little bit more suburban or rural. That's what I'm gathering from our conversation, which is really interesting. What are top two or three things that you think you've learned in the last year being a student at GW that maybe you didn't know or anticipate?
That's a good question. I mean, this might be pretty vague, but I've learned that, I guess, I don't like night classes. And all of my classes have been at night. So, I mean, that's one thing. I think that, like, adjusting to a different schedule, because at Lafayette, it was very different, where we had all of our academics throughout the day and we couldn't have practice or anything before 4 p.m. or 6 p.m. So I went from having a schedule of going through classes and then at nighttime having practice and everything like that. And I had to, it's a flip to where I'm practicing in the morning and then now I'm having class at night. So it's like just a shift in my mind, like to be mentally ready, prepared for practice, and then also, you know, having a lot of time throughout the day and then having to lock back in at night for class.
Yeah, so rest and recovery is always something I think is important for athletes. So, you know, the academic rigor of GW has got to be something that, I mean, it was not easy at Lafayette, but it just got to be, you say no night classes, I'm thinking, isn't that what grad students do, right?
Yeah,
they have their night class, right? That brings you full circle, doesn't it?
Yeah. It really does.
Yeah. Well, Michaela Andrews, you have been a pleasure to spend time with. We wish you well the rest of the season. Thank you for being with us on Nothing But Net. And we can't wait to watch you play the next time.
Thank you for having me. And I'll definitely be reaching out.
You got it.